The following presentation is brought to you by Priority One.
We're at the beginning of Perek Shlishi in the Shar HaBitochon, the Chovos HaLevavos Shar HaBitochon. And in the previous Perek, the Baal Chovos HaLevavos, the Mechaber, the author of this Sefer, gave a number of qualities that exist, that have to exist in an individual in whom we can put our trust. And the sensitivity of that person, the love that that person has, the strength that that person has, the knowledge that that person has, the involvement from the beginning of our life or situation, and nobody can step in the middle to hurt. And he's the kindest, he's the ultimate of kindness and consideration and so forth. And he went on and on to discuss that. Now, in the next parak, he first comes back and applies these principles to Hashem. In that parak, he was really talking about them in the abstract as human qualities for human relationships. And now he comes and explains that these are things that actually Hashem has, and therefore we can have our trust in him. And I think here lies a very important or a significant psychological insight, which we really find in the Gemara in Shabbos. The Gemara in Shabbos, famous Gemara, says the story, I think it's Daf Lamed in Shabbos, the story of Hillel HaZokein, where a goy comes to Hillel and says to teach him the whole Torah while he stands on one foot. And he says to him the words, "Mada lochsani lechavrchloi savid zekol aterokulo v'idach pirusha zil gemor." That which to you is hateful, don't do to your friend. This is the essence of the Torah. The rest is explanation. Now go and study. And Rashi points out that he uses the lotion of friend, and he says that, well, because he knows the pain of a friend who hurts him. He knows what it is to disappoint a friend or to be hurt by a friend. And therefore, he can now feel that in his relationship with Hashem. And it seems from Rashi that the way to appreciate our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is only through the human relationship. The relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a bit abstract. It's difficult. It's in a sense almost beyond us in the normal, natural sense of comprehension. It's abstract. It's esoteric. So when we first come to recognize how the trusting relationship works on a human level, then it becomes easier to extrapolate that and to take it on a level in terms of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So he says as follows, "Acha Akdovas Hashem Bebeirun V'Amitosun Yishlam Lo'odem HaBitochen Be'Elokim." He says, the introductions, the prerequisites, that through their clarity and the realization of their truth, that a person will be able to complete and reach the fullness of Bitochen in Hashem, are five. Achas Mihen, what's the first one? Or one of them, Sheyami v'yisbar etzlo his kaptus hashivo in yonu belekim, that he should believe and be clear about all of the seven attributes that we discussed before that one would need to trust a human being, that he should be clear that all of these do exist in Hashem. Asher b'skabtzom b'mi sheboitchim boi yitochin liftoecholov, that the gathering, that the collection, that the bringing together of all of these qualities in one individual in whom we're trusting, that makes it possible to trust. The individual who has the mercy and the love and the power and the knowledge and the kindness and the ability that no one can interfere, these qualities, if these are in Hashem, then certainly, and they are, then we can trust in Him. He says, and now he mentioned them, and now he's going to show, based on Psukim, the existence of these things with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And here's a very interesting thing too. This is something that we all take for granted, but something that we must know. And that is that we are privileged to to know a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the way we are privileged to know about a lot about HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because He has revealed it to us in His Torah. The Torah is His, in a sense, autobiography. The Torah is the blueprint for creation, the way the world exists, why it exists, how it exists, everything about it. But it's also about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It describes the psukim of the Torah, describe to us the nature, the midos, the attributes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, to discover that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is that being that we can in fact put our trust and reliance in, we discover His essence and His nature from the psukim of the Torah, and that's what the Mechaber here of the Chovas HaLevavos is about to tell us. Horishay, the first, Shabir Yisborch Merachim Al Ho'odom Yoyser Mikol Merachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachmonis, has mercy on a person more than any merciful being that exists. V'chol rachamim v'chemlo sheyu mizulosu olof, kulom heim merachmi hokel v'chemlosoi. And more than that, and any rachamim, any mercy that a person feels for another person, that he has from anyone else upon him, are all based on the rachamim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has on this person. Kimo shekosuv, v'nosan lecho rachamim, v'richamcho v'hirbecho. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give you rachamim, and you will have the rachamim on someone else. In other words, even when someone feels mercy on us, someone feels for our pain, that too is a gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu feels from our pain, He has instilled in the human being the ability to feel for pain, and that feeling that they have for our pain is not just a personal feeling that they have, but it's also an outgrowth of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rachamim. So we see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has rachamim more than anyone else, and in fact He is behind any rachamim that we have. To take the rachamim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to such an extent that not only does He feel our pain, but He created the nature in people and sustains it and fosters it, that they feel rachamim, and that's all part of His divine mercy. That means His divine mercy is so awesome and so all-encompassing that it's certainly something that should give us a sense of confidence that He is paying attention. He's not only paying individual personal attention to my suffering, He's getting all these other people, and He created all these other people in the ability to feel that pain. So that just says even more so to what extent He feels human pain. And to the degree that we know that He's merachem on human pain, it's to that degree that we can begin to feel that sense of trusting Him, that He will relieve and release us from our pain. Now, the concept of rachamim really seems to apply to a response to a suffering situation. In other words, it's like, oi, I see your suffering. And that evokes the rachamim. So this is the way that we have to look, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the ultimate in feeling. And when He looks at our pain, it kaviyochol, so to speak, pains Him. He feels that mercy. And that, of course, is encouraging in terms of our ability or our need and desire to put our trust in. Vasheni. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Creator, it's never hidden from Him the opportunities or the ways of benefit for us. In other words, we might think, you know, well, I put my trust in Him. I know He has rachmonis, that's true, but He may not know exactly what's the best thing for me. You know, it's complicated. My life is very complicated. My problems are very sophisticated, very difficult, very complex. And therefore, I don't know. No, He is not, does not miss, it's not hidden from Him the ways of benefiting a person under any circumstances. V'hadin noisein zen, the seichel is mechayev, it's poshut. V'neishu echod mimasov. He created me. I'm one of His creations. The Creator, the Maker, the Manufacturer, knows all the secrets. V'ein mi sheyodea ba'ofni takona se'osui v'hefsedu uv'apgoyim ha'masigim oisu v'ofni machalosu v'aruchosu yosu me'yoseu. There is no one who knows more about the the rules and the losses and the dangers that could come, and the negative things that could happen in this particular creation, more than the one who made it. So he's the best. He knows everything. He says that says that no human being can do anything in this area. This all has to come from him. He is the human beings don't have this full knowledge to this extent. It's only from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the one who created the person, he was mechadish his tzura, his nature, the details of how this human being is put together. He is the chochom that knows and all the benefits and all the detriments and all the good that could be good for this person. The achariso, and even beyond, even later on, even beyond this life, belief sofik without any doubt. And that's also a posuk that says, "Ani Hashem Elokecha melamedcho lehoyil madrichecho b'derech telech." I teach you and I show you the way because I created you. I know all about that which is needed to help you. Yes, Hashem Yohav es Hashem Yochiach Ochov es Ben Yirtze. That the one Hashem reprimands one who he loves, like a father loves the child. So there's that special relationship of a father to a child. When there's love there, there's knowledge. Love, I guess that's the stem of the pshat and the use of this pasuk. Love represents, I love you because I know who you are. I know you through and through, like a father to a son. And therefore you can rely on me because I am fully cognizant of that which is best for you, and I do everything because out of that love for you. Hashlishi, ki abayir yisbar chozok mikol chozok. He's stronger than any strength, because even if he had rachmonis, and even if he's fully knowledgeable of every aspect of my existence, if he's weak, well, what can he do about it? No, he's chozok, mikol chozok. He's stronger than the strength, the strongest strength. Udvorei nigzar mikol dovor. And his word is decreed from everything. Ve'ein meishiv dino, nobody can dispute his judgment. K'mei shenemar kol asher chofetz Hashem, also the pasuk in Tehillim says Hashem does everything that he wants. There's no limitation, there's no control, there's no one who has any power. He's above and beyond. Chozok mikol chozok. V'omar ken yedvorei sheyetzim mipi lo yoshev alei reikom, ki mososhe chofatzli. He says, that word which comes out from my mouth will not come back empty except until it has done that which I requested, that which I asked for. My word is my bond. My word is all powerful. When the word comes out from Hashem, Asher Yetzi Mipi Hashem, Lo Yoshuv Reikom, it's not going to come back empty-handed until it accomplishes its mission. So he's all powerful. So he's all merciful. So he's all knowledgeable of everything that's for my benefit. So he's all powerful. What could be lacking in the formula for Bitochan? All merciful, all knowledgeable, all powerful. I would say, ha, put my trust in him for sure. Not enough. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has more. For vi, ki hu mashkiach al hanhogas bnei odom kulam. Lo yanichem v'lo yisalamehem. He supervises everything. There's nothing that he leaves alone. There's nothing that's hidden from him. Because even if he had the greatest of mercy, and even if he had the greatest of knowledge of what's for my benefit, and even if he had the greatest, the ultimate of strength, if he's not directly and intimately involved in everything, he doesn't know what's going on. He doesn't understand the way I'm feeling. He doesn't understand my psychological problems. He doesn't understand every detail because he's not involved in the nitty-gritty. He's not involved in the minutia of my life. No. Ki hu mashkiach al hanhogas bnei odom kulam. He's mashkiach, he supervises on everyone. Every person. Lo yanichem, doesn't leave them alone. Lo yesalem mehem, it doesn't overlook them. Lo yisosu mimenu dover mehem, mikotam vad golam. And nothing will be hidden from him, from small to big. Nothing is too small for the penetrating glance, the penetrating stare of his awareness. V'lo yashkichehu dovor es dovor. And nothing causes him to forget. He knows in everything, but he can forget. You know, we get human beings forget. No, if he could forget, maybe he forgot. How can I trust him? He's all merciful. And he's fully knowledgeable of what's my benefit. And he's all powerful. And he is mashkiach ha'akol. He pays attention to every detail. Oh, but Nebuchi is a shvach of memory. He forgets. No, that wouldn't work. I wouldn't be able to have bitocha. Maybe in my situation he forgot me or he forgot a detail. No, doesn't forget anything. More information comes in. Lo ishki cheu dover es dover. One thing doesn't. We get overload information and some information gets lost. Not by him. K'moshe kosov lo moser yakov zdara yisrael nistero darki mi'ashem o mi'elokai mishpoti yavor. That's it. It said, don't say Nistro Darkim Hashem. Hashem, nothing is hidden from Hashem. Nothing is forgotten by Hashem. Halo yodatim lo yishomata the keel of Hashem, berik tzeis ores, lo yiaf velo yigo in cheker lisvunosoi. He doesn't get tired. And there's no limit to his insight and wisdom. Nothing is even forgotten in the process. Okay, so he has all of these ingredients. Wow, it sounds great. He has Rachmonis. And he has deep insight into what's for our benefit. And he's the strongest of strong. And he pays attention to every detail without forgetting. What could be better? There has to be another ingredient as well. A fifth ingredient. V'chamishi. She'ein b'yad echo me'abruim lo'hoyel es nafshev lo'yel ha'ziko. Lo'yel ha'zulose. Nobody in creation has the ability to help me and not to hurt me. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Im Birshus HaBeiri Yisborach, only with the permission of Hashem. This is a very critical thing, because, and he continues to discuss it, but even if I had all of the other ingredients and I realized that Hashem encompasses in him all of those ingredients, but if there's another power in the world too. You know, there are some people. Somebody might be able to have a negative effect. Somebody might be able to do something, even to help me, an alternative. In other words, I'm trusting Hashem, but I know there's somebody else out there, maybe who could also help me, or somebody who could hurt me. The trust can't be complete. Because unless my trust is, I have no one else to trust. I can't really trust. I'm not really trusting. Trust that says, I'm trusting you, but if you let me down, I'll try my second choice. That's not a trust. The trust is this, the only choice. The trust is, it's sure, and part of that surety is assured by the fact that there is no one else to trust. And he continues. He says, when a slave has more than one master, and each one can take care of him, can help him, he can't possibly trust one of them. Because I got this one, I got this one, this guy. If you don't help me, I'll go to someone else. I need breakfast. You don't give me breakfast, then the second master will give me breakfast. Because he hopes for the benefit from each one of them. In Mela, you can't have any real trust in anyone. It seems it's only v'miyeh echod mehem yochol al hagdoloso yosem yishnerisam yechoz b'tchon aboy kifi yochol. If one has a little bit stronger capabilities, then I'll be stronger trusting him. Afal pishu b'teich b'sheirosam, but I'm still relying on the others. V'mlo yochol ohelo laziku kiim echod mehem bilvad. If only one can help him. If only one can help him, I only have one who can help me. Bilvad, nothing else. Then I'm going to rely on him completely and totally and solely. Because there is no one else there that I hope will have any benefit from. The same too when a person feels, he's margish, he feels that no one can hurt me, no one can help me, no one can hurt me, no one from creation. It's only through Hashem. Yoshuv libo mirosim tikvosim. Not only will he trust Hashem, but he's not going to fear and he's not going to hope to anybody. The other people are irrelevant. I deal only with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If there are other people who have any power, then I can't fully trust Hashem. I'm going to trust them. But if I know that they have no power, only through Hashem. So even if someone seems to be able to do something to help me, it's only as an agent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then shuv, my trust goes back. V'yivtach al habeir levad, v'shnemar al tivtachu b'nedivim b'ven odom she'ein lo yiseshua. Don't trust in nedivim, in people of generosity and givers and people who are generous or giving. B'ven odom she'ein lo yiseshua. Because this is Ben Odom Shein Teshua, this is a human being. He has no capability of Teshua. Trusting in him doesn't mean anything. It's all in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this, I think, is something that really is a little bit more esoteric and has to be elaborated upon a bit. You know, the idea that Hashem is full of rachamim, that we understand to trust. The idea that he knows what's best for me, that we understand to trust. The idea that he has to be strong and powerful, that we understand to trust. The idea that he has to supervise and be aware of everything and not forget anything, that too we understand to trust. But this idea that nobody else can do anything, it's all from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nobody can help, nobody can hurt, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this needs a little bit more of an understanding. And there's an interesting posuk in Kuf Mem Beis in Tehillim, where it says, David HaMelech says, "Habeit yomino ra'ei ve'ein li makir." He looks to the right; nobody recognizes him. There's no one to recognize me. I'm a nothing. I'm a nobody. Ovad monois mimeni. All refuge is lost from me. I have no place to run. I have no place to hide. Ein derish lenafshi. Nobody is searching out to try to help my soul. Nobody. I have no one. I have nothing. I'm completely lost. Then the next pasuk says, "Zoakte lecho Hashem." I cried out to you. Omarti atomachsi. You're my place to put my trust. Chelki beres hachayim. So I believe it's the Radak over there that says, "Zoakte lecho Hashem lefikoch." Because I'm deresh lenafshi, there's no one who cares about me. Because ovad monois mimeni, because I have no place to turn, I have no refuge, I have nothing. Therefore, zo'akte elecha Hashem. Therefore, I cried out to you. I ask you, you can't cry out to Hashem even if you have an alternative. I have a monois. I got a place to run, but I got a tzora. So before I run to the tzora, I'm calling to Hashem to help me. No, it's not shaykh, because the calling to Hashem, the real calling, which is wrapped up together with this turning to him and trusting in him and relying on him, that only happens if there is nothing else. At the moment I think I have another Eitzah, if not him, I'll call out to him, but if he doesn't answer, then I'll go to my second choice and my third line of defense. That way I can't call. I can't, certainly can't trust. I can't call. I can't do tefillah with a lev sholem, with a real heart, and I can't put my trust in Hashem because I'm not really trusting. It's sort of an option. It's a possibility. It's a half-hearted trust. But it's with the deep, deep down, I know if not, I got another Eitzah. It's only when if not, I have no Eitzah. I'm fond of saying that my mother-in-law, Zal Gesunden Stark Sein, taught me a basic lesson in Bitochen many years ago. And I once remember hearing her say, you know, "The must haben bitochen, the husken breire nicht." You must have bitochen, you have no choice. When there's no choice, that inspires a trust. When there's choices, there's no real, heartfelt, deep, firm, steadfast trust, because I have other possibilities as well. I think that this issue with al tiftechu b'nedivim also is worthy of some discussion, because there's some fine lines over there. Al tiftechu b'nedivim. My father-in-law, Zecheinu Livrocha, told me that the Brisker Rav once told him that every Rosh Chodesh he gives out the money, the chalukah, for his koilel. He had a small koilel, he gives out the money for the month, he says, and he never has an idea where the money is coming from the next month. As he gives the money out on Rosh Chodesh, he never has a clue as to where it's going to come from. And then he added, if ever I think of a certain gvir that I'm going to go to him to get the money, It never works out. Never happens. Anytime I think of someone, I'm going to him, it never happens. So I remember telling my father-in-law that I think that that's the pshat nal tiftachu b'nedivim. Now, Kodesh Baruch Hu was protecting the great Briska Rav, who was such a bal bitochon, was such a mushlam in the midas habitochon, protecting him from violating, even in the slightest, relying on people of generosity, relying on the givers, relying on the nedivim. Why? Because the Meiri says, al tiftachu b'nedivim. When the Meiri says, avol b'chassidim uv'chachomim, chassidim chachomim mutar liftoach. Not in the divim, not in the people of generosity, the people who give, but in the chassidim, the chachomim, you're allowed to trust. Why? Shehem yadricho oyser bedarke bitochon b'Hashem, because they will lead you in the ways of bitochon in Hashem. So the question is, what's he talking about? What are you trusting in the chochom? You can't trust in the nodiv, in the giver, but in the chochom you could trust. Why? Marushach. Is the chochom going to be the baldover? Is he going to do it himself? Not shy. The Chochem doesn't have any power either. It's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're relying him as a shliach. The Chochem you can rely as a shliach. Why not the Nodif? Why can't I go to a generous, kind-hearted person and say, I'm looking to you as the agent from Hashem to give me what I need? That you're not allowed. Al-Tiftuch Menedivim, only in the Chachomim. And the answer lies in the words of the Meiri. Because he says, Sheheim Yadrichu Oisoi Bedarche Bitochem Hashem. You know why? Because the Nodiv will say, okay, I'll help you. Come to my house at 9 o'clock tonight, I'll help you. But the Chochem will say, Derebish Tevetelfin. Hashem will help you. Sheheim Yadrichu Oisoi, they will guide him in the ways of Bitochem Hashem. Therefore, he's really a Shliach. And you would be allowed to trust a person as a Shliach. But it's confusing, because when you trust someone as a shliach, the line of demarcation between shliach, you're an agent, and between being the power itself is very confusing psychologically. Well, I'm relying that you're a shliach, yeah, you're relying on me, because it's me, I'm giving you the money. No, it's a shliach, it's memela, therefore dover melech, al tivtuchu b'nedivim. Don't even rely on the divim, even as shluchim. Have to focus only on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The only shluchim you're allowed to rely on is the chochem and the chosid. Why? Because they won't let you make the mistake. Sheheim yadrichu oisei bitarche bitochem b'Hashem. They will send you in the ways of bitochem b'Hashem. They will not let you make the mistake to think that it's the nogid, or it's the chochem, or the chosid, but only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So there's a danger. Technically, one would be allowed to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to rely on someone as a shliach, but not a nodiv, because there you might make the mistake. Only a chochem, because the chochem will make sure to tell you that it's not me, it's not him, it's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore looking towards him as a shliach will not encourage that confusion and that drawing the line, that fine line, in the wrong place. I remember once a Rav once told me the following story. A Rav was a Rav in Los Angeles many years, told me the following story, and I think it expresses this thought as well. It says there was a Rav in a shtetl in Europe, and a certain woman used to come to him all the time for a brocha to have children. And she was not successful many years, no children. Once she comes to the rabbi and she says, you know, I've sold my possessions. She's a poor woman. I just was able to afford a ticket to Warsaw. I'm going to Warsaw. All the great Hasidic Rebbes are there. I'm going to see this Hasidic Rebbe to get a brocha. She goes to Warsaw. She sold her possessions. She had no money with her except a return ticket. And she sees that she needs a little kvittel, and she needs a pidyon, and she needs a little money, you know, to in order to go in there. It's not right to do it without that, and the gabbai, and so forth. And she decides she has no money. She goes back, and she never went in to see the Rebbe. 9 months later, she comes to the Rav and to announce that she's inviting him to a bris. She had a boy. So the Rav is, of course, very happy for her, but she says, "But Rabbi, I want to tell you, it's very interesting. I never got to see the Rebbe. So he says to her, he says, Ihr seid, I'll say it first in Yiddish, the way he said it, it sounds so much better. Ihr seid, eb der Rebbeinische Leilam will das beweisen, er kann das beweisen on dem Rebbe. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Hashem wants to make it happen, he can even do it without the Rebbe. And here I think was just the Rav was trying to teach her this lesson of don't rely on anybody. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And you must constantly remember and review, because it's so easy to draw the line between someone else as a shliach and then the person as having a power. It's only HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and even anyone who acts as a shliach is only, as the Chavis HaLavova says, that it's only Birshus HaBeir Yisborach, and it all stems from HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not from any other alternative. And the moment I have another alternative, it diminishes my ability to put my complete and total trust in Hashem. Because when we talk about trust, we're talking about real trust. We're talking about real reliance. We're not talking about a tentative a possibility, hopefulness, optimism. We're talking about a reliance and a confidence that it's actually going to come from Him. That can't be if there's any other alternatives. Vashishi, and the next. There's still another requirement. Sheyeda Rav Tuvu Elokim al Ha'odom. Umahischil Oisei Boy Meiroiv HaChesed VaHatoivu Mebli Shiyeroi Etzel Lekoch. V'loi Letzerach Shiyeh Elof. Ach nedovo v'toivo v'chesed, kasher be'arnu b'shar ha'pchino. He says another thing. A person has to know that the goodness that Hashem has on people and how everything emanates from the fullest extent of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness and gutzkeit and goodness. Without the individual being worthy. And this is something that's I think that's very good, very critical. Ach nedovo v'toivo v'chesed. It's a nedovo, it's a generosity. It's given an undeserved generosity and goodness and kindness. And I think that that's also a very critical ingredient, and that is if a person feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness is dependent upon his worthiness, then he can never really have that bitochen, because he'll be afraid, maybe I'm not worthy. So he's not gonna, you know, I can't rely on his kindness, because it's true he's the kindest, it's true he has rachamim, it's true that he has full knowledge of what's for my benefit, it's true that he's very strong, the strongest of strong, it's true that he's deeply aware of everything that goes on, and it's true that there's no one else who can help me, and therefore I have the potential to rely on him, except I can't rely on him for one thing, because I'm not deserving. I have to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kindness is beyond even that which I deserve. And therefore, I can, whether I'm Roy or not, and it may not be the things that's appropriate for me, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in His infinite kindness and His chesed, His toivo, His nedovo, and He gives these things. And then he says, that's what David HaMelech said, Rabbi Sosiso, Ato HaShem Elekai, Nifloisecho Machshuisecho Eleinu, Ein Aroich Elecho Agido V'Adabro Otzmo Misaper, says that the chasodim, the niflois, that you do to us, it's not possible to evaluate. It's beyond what can be declared, what can be discussed, what can be mentioned. And I imagine what that means is that if it's a question of deserving, okay, you get what you deserve. But no, the chesed Hashem knows no bounds. It doesn't even have the bound of giving a person what he deserves, but not more. It's endless. It's ein aruich elecho agido v'adabro otzmo misaper. I'll speak of your kindness, but it's beyond. It's too strong to even to be able to tell. It's endless and it's limitless, and therefore we can rely on you because it isn't really dependent upon that which we did. Now, there's another point I think that's important to keep in mind, and it can be a very helpful tool to develop this feeling, this sense of bitochon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the trust in Hashem. And that is something that is brought in Siddur HaGro, it's brought on Nishmas and the Shabbos davening, and it's brought from a Bir HaGro in Mishle, the Vilna Goyin in Mishle. And he says that we say in Nishmas, Adheinu Azarunu Rachamecho, V'lo Yazavunu Chasodecho, V'altecheinu Hashem Elokeinu L'netzach. Adheinu, until now, Azarunu, you helped us, was only Rachamech, only because of your mercy. You didn't help us because we deserved it. V'lo Yazavunu, and you haven't forsaken us, was only Chasodecho, because of your kindness, not because we deserved it. And he says, V'altecheinu, and therefore we ask you, don't forsake us. And the Goyin puts into that and says, L'chein anachdu betuchim, we're asking you with a sense of confidence that you won't forsake us. And he says, why? Because if that which you did for me yesterday, the goodness, and you didn't forsake me, and that you helped me, was because I deserved it, then I can't rely on today. Yesterday I deserved it. Today I don't deserve it. So how can I rely that I'm going to get it? The fact that you did it for me in the past has no reflection on today, because then I deserved and this, and today I don't. Then I deserve what I got. Today I don't deserve what I'm asking for. So he says, no. Nothing from Hashem comes because we deserve it. There is no such thing as deserving it. We're not worthy of His chesed. No matter how much we do, the chesed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does for us is beyond that. So, azorunu, what you helped us, v'loy azovunu, was only chesed. Therefore, we can be sure that continues, because Hashem's chesed is constant. If His chesed to us in the past was based on what we deserve, wasn't more than what we deserve, but only what we deserve, then we would say, maybe today I don't deserve. But when I see an image, when I feel and I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's chesed is infinite, beyond what I deserve, His chesed was always more than I deserve. No, if His chesed is always more than I deserve, then today I can continue to rely that He's going to do even more than I deserve. And the worry, the concern that I don't deserve it will not undermine my bitochen, because I know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed and has done to me all the time until now, even though I don't deserve it. And therefore this concept of knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is infinite in His kindness, and it doesn't necessarily depend upon my deserving it. Now, we mentioned once, and I think it's worthy also to mention again, and that is that this idea that He does, even though I don't deserve it, has another ramification. The Ramban says when Avraham Avinu went down to Mitzrayim, because there was a famine in Eretz Yisrael, that it wasn't an appropriate hishtadlus. It wasn't the proper thing. He rather should have had bitochon in Hashem that He would sustain him even in the famine. And he adds the words, he says, he should have trusted Hashem that He has koyach lazaru lahatzil, that Hashem has koyach to save and to help, and therefore he should have trusted Him. So the question is, what is the Ramban talking about? Why would Avraham Avinu not have bitochon and run down to Mitzrayim? The Teretz is, as the Ramban himself says in the Emuna Bitochon, he says, everyone who has bitochon must have Emuna. Because if you trust Hashem, you don't know that He exists, and you don't know His kindness and His goodness and His powers, then you can't trust Him. But not everyone who has Emuna has bitochon. There is an exception, because I trust Hashem, I know that Hashem exists, I know He's good, I know He's kind, I know He's all powerful, I know all these things. But I don't trust that He's going to do this for me because Shema Gora Machet, maybe I sin, maybe I don't deserve it. If that's the case, then Avraham Avinu, if he didn't trust Hashem that He's going to feed him in the famine, it's because he was concerned, maybe I don't deserve it. So what is telling Avraham Avinu? Well, you should have thought Hashem has the koyach lazaru la'atzil. That koyach doesn't help me. I'm worried about maybe I sinned. So telling me that He has the power shouldn't do anything for me, because that's not my issue. The reason I'm not trusting Him is I'm afraid I'm not worthy. It seems that to the degree that we focus on Hashem's power to help and to save, It's to that degree that we're less worried about having sinned. Because if I see a famine, and I see it as a danger, and I see I need a miracle, and maybe I'm not deserving of a miracle, I get concerned. But if I see a famine, and I say, you know, you don't need a miracle to survive a famine, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu yesh lo koach la'azor la'hatzol, it's not as miraculous as you think. It's not as surprising as you think. It's not as dangerous as you think. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is right here, and He has the power to save and to help. If that's the case, the awesomeness of the natural danger is not as serious, and therefore I'm not as worried. Shema Goram Achet. So had Avram Avinu been able to muster, with all his great understanding of Hashem's koichas, had he been able to muster another level of insight into how Hashem has the power to save and to help, then that would have made a difference. That the famine wouldn't have seemed as ominous to him, and he wouldn't have been as nervous. Maybe I'm not worthy because I don't need as big a miracle as I thought I needed, and therefore I might be worthy of this miracle. And he could have had bitochon had he had a deeper insight into the power of Hashem, because that changes his perception of the reality of how much of a miracle is needed, less of a miracle is needed, and therefore I can rely on Hashem more. And I think that this is something that in these difficult times that we also have to keep in mind. Not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in His infinite chesed does chesed to us, as the Goyin says, beyond what we deserve. Just like Adheinu Azarunu was only Rachamecho, V'lo Azavunu was only Chasodecho, not because I deserved it, and seeing the infinite chesed and help of HaKadosh Baruch Hu beyond what I deserve gives me the inspiration to trust that He's going to give me once again beyond what I deserve. But even more than that, when I focus, a deeper focus on His powers, then I realize that the danger is not as great. The financial situation in which we find ourselves today is overwhelming for so many of us. But yet when I think that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in total control of everything, He helps, He saves, He has the full power, He's involved, and nothing happens if it isn't with His reshus, then that makes the situation less ominous, less scary, less threatening, and therefore I'm not as nervous, Shem Agora Machet, and I'm able to rely on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, I think we'll leave it at this, and let's hope that the additional koichus of inspiration and bitochon HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take help us all to be able to be zeicher to infinite brochot.
Thank you for listening to this presentation brought to you by Priority One. Please visit us online at www.priority-1.org. That's priority-1.org, where you can download free audio and publications on parenting, teaching, and teens at risk. For more information or to make a donation, please visit us online or call 800-33-4EVER.